straight to the dome. Lucas Meyer, one of the top Democrat strategists, and really, he's not as young as he used to be, but he's young.
Oh, you're killing me, Jack. You're killing me.
Democrat leaders, and we are going to get his NFL picks at the end because he's one of the few political analysts I have on the show who played college football. He probably surprised I remembered that. Lucas, let's talk about some of the irony here, because a lot of my analysts and regulars, they don't want to run down this lane where I think is it just me, Lucas? You have a battle for the Republican chairmanship of the state Republican Party. The governor of the state, who's arguably the number one Republican here, Chris Sununu, nominated someone who I don't think will become the chair. You have Donald Trump coming this weekend to be the keynote for the state Republican annual meeting, which will make some news and get some attention. It may be good for the presidential primary, but Governor Chris Sununu not going to that event. So is any of this ironic? Is it just me?
I don't know if it's ironic, but, I mean, I thought the football games this weekend were going to be the primetime entertainment, but I might just head over to the NHGOP convention with some popcorn. This seems like it's going to be fun. I mean, talk about – I was surprised to see the governor endorse Gargiulo for the chairmanship. I mean, that guy's an election denier, lost twice and not necessarily close races. Maybe it's, he's still a little bothered by Dr. Sherman running against him, so he's supporting the guy who he beat back when he ran for state senate. It doesn't make much sense to me. It's almost as confusing as the governor's vocal support for vetoing any cannabis legalization bill this week. So strange times, but Trump coming to the state is certainly probably not what the governor was hoping for, but certainly is going to make for some interesting entertainment.
Well, again, this may be inside baseball to some. But the other story I think is interesting is on the Democrat side, your side, the president and Gene Shaheen. It seems that Senator Shaheen and Ray Buckley, take them at their word, not really happy that Joe Biden said New Hampshire's not in jeopardy and then the DNC wanting to take away our primary here. I think there's some interesting dynamics in that latest UNH poll that just came out I talked about earlier of Democrat voters here. Pete Buttigieg is doing much better than Joe Biden right here. So maybe that's why Joe Biden doesn't want the primary to go first here.
Who knows? I think there's still some inter-party jockeying to happen before anything gets done here. And still a lot of questions whether the president's running for re-election or not. I tend to think he still is. There are definitely some inter-party rockings in the state between the state party and our state leaders and the DNC. But as Governor Sununu continues to raise his national profile, having to deal with President Trump coming into the state, those primaries are actively inter-party. The DNC versus state party stuff, that's definitely insider baseball. I don't think any voters are deciding how they're going to cast their ballots based on that, but the dysfunction in the Republican Party certainly is front and center right now.
All right, what else is catching your eye? You mentioned the legalization of...
That was something that sort of caught me off guard a little bit. The governor sort of made hints during his campaign over the summer and the fall that legalization maybe was on the table of this legislative session. There is a very broad bipartisan coalition of elected leaders, stakeholders, interest groups who are all behind this legalization bill, which is sponsored and supported by both the Democratic leader in the House, Matt Wilhelm, and the Republican leader in the House, Jason Osborne. They're behind it. Business community, there's a real push here. I've been working on this for a long time, and we're the only state in New England. I mean, Jack, the only dispensaries in Massachusetts and Maine that have lines at them are the ones that are along the border, because all the people from New Hampshire are jumping over the border to spend their money. So this is equal justice proposal. This is an economic proposal. This is a common sense proposal. Like 70% of Granite Staters support it. And after the hearing yesterday for this legalization bill, the governor basically came out and said, now's not the time. And I don't know when is the time. Again, all of our New England states bordering us are selling retail. We should be in on that. We're losing money. And we're wasting money and, putting people in jail, having cops on the beat for this when it isn't hurting anyone. We should be focusing more on the opioid crisis. We should be focusing more on solving homelessness in the state. So definitely a confusing take from the governor and definitely not a popular one.
What else is catching your mind, Lucas Meyer, straight to the dome, catching your attention?
You know, we'll stay in the bipartisan lane. Yesterday in Senate election law, there was a bill sponsored by the Republican chair of the committee, Senator Gray out of Rochester, for an online online election portal. So this would basically have New Hampshire joining, you know, over 40 other states and having an online option to register to vote or begin your registration to vote. So it's nice to see people coming together around some proactive election reforms that'll make everything more efficient for folks. You know, often the headlines are about voter fraud and things that aren't true. So it's nice to see folks coming together to do something that makes our elections a little bit more modern, a little bit more efficient. So, hey, we will savor the bipartisan victories as they come, but that bill still has a long road ahead. So, you know, in a session where we expect a lot of division, it's nice to see some stuff where folks are coming together.
All right, Lucas, time for the conference championship. Your picks this weekend. Start with the NFC.
Oh, it pains me to say this, like really to my core, but since they absolutely dismantled the Giants last week, I got a poll for the Eagles, because if they're going to beat the Giants, they might as well win the Super Bowl. And I think it's hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes. And I think that would be a really, really fun Super Bowl. But I think no matter how it shakes out, it's going to be a fun Super Bowl and an interesting weekend.
I agree.
Last weekend was a little bit more boring. I didn't love those games, to be honest. But I'm hoping for a little more excitement this weekend.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not going to pin down J-Dog yet. We'll do that tomorrow. I'm getting a feeling you're looking at Eagles-Bengals. Bengals are going back. I just get that feeling. I may be wrong.
Which would also be really fun. Really fun to have Joe Burrow back in the Super Bowl. So can't lose for the fans.
All right, great stuff. And I want to say hi to your mom's contractor on the contracting side. You'd be surprised, by the way. You'd be surprised, because it's funny you sent me that note or shared that. We do a lot with the New Hampshire home builders, but there are more people on the job right now really building stuff, really doing stuff. We have a huge contracting audience out there, so didn't surprise me. All right, best website for you, Lucas?
CatalystAdvocacy.com. Always appreciate it, Jack.
All right, catch you next week.